What's good, y'all? Welcome back to episode number 2 of the Creepy Tales podcast. I'm here with hella good stories this week. Shit to scare y'all niggas, you feel me? Uh-huh. And my guest this week is my homeboy, my boy from the Mo, Mo City, you feel me? Kevin City. Daniels.
How y'all doing? My name is Kevin Daniels, you feel me? We out here with the episode, my boy real lit. Fuck with my boy for real. We're gonna talk about some crazy shit. We'll put y'all niggas on.
I feel that. And we on to the first topic right now. It's on some real childhood shit. Like some shit that ruined your childhood. Like I know folks be saying that. But this really gonna get some people because a lot of people be hella surprised if they hear about this. But alright, Kevin, you remember the Berenstain Bears?
The Berenstain Bears, yeah.
Yes. What if I told you that's not their name?
Nah, man, that's how they sung it in the song. Berenstain Bears.
Cap, like, bro, let me say, you already know this copyright stuff out here. I can't play the song back for y'all. But go back and listen to that. That's not it.
Bears, that's how they say it. The Berenstain Bears. That's how it goes.
Go back and listen to it. But you, so,
if they say Berenstain,
bro, I'm gonna slap somebody. He just said it, but the real name of the Berenstain Bears is the Berenstain Bears. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, if y'all can look it up right now, I'm going to put up a picture for Kevin. Just so we could check it while we here. But it's the Berenstain Bears. Like Berenstain.
It
right?
Really says stain at the end.
Yes.
But it's supposed to be Berenstain.
It is not. Like, let's say, we all think so. Like I thought so until I started doing the podcast. You feel me?
That shit is so wild. Berenstain. This is Berenstain. Yes. I always just spell it with an E-I-N.
Me too. Like, whenever I was researching it, I kept on putting
E-I-N. It's the Berenstain Bears, bro. I used to watch that religiously, bro.
That's really not it. But, like, it's to the point, even the author was confused whenever people started bringing it up to him. Well, the author's son was confused whenever they started bringing it up to him. And he still believes it was Berenstain the whole time, but whenever he first got asked, he was like, oh, wait, I really don't know. And now he be talking about, oh, no, it is Berenstain. But at first, whenever he started bringing it up to him, bro was really like, oh, I thought it was Berenstain, because their real last name is Berenstain, right?
Right.
And he was like, my dad would never use our real last name for a book.
Exactly.
And now he's looking back at it, and he's like, well, I guess he did.
No, he didn't. The government got to his ass, told him to shut the hell up.
Now, see, you said the government, but that's not even what the conspiracy theory is.
What's the conspiracy theory?
So the conspiracy theory is that we merged with an alternate, with a parallel alternate universe, where instead of Berenstain, they have Berenstain. And they believe this happened sometime in between 1986, whenever the books were originally published, in 2011, whenever this conspiracy theory first hit the internet, right? But essentially, I know I just kind of said it, but to break it down, they believe there's another, like, equal world to ours where the only difference is that Berenstain is spelled with A-I-N, and they came together. And now we just only remember we remember our original timeline, but the fact they're now living within the new timeline. It's different.
That's kind of insane, bro.
It is.
So, like, you're telling me that an alternate universe
essentially merged with ours, and now we know, now we got Berenstain, but we still remember Berenstain.
Did it merge through the space-time continuum? Yes. Or some shit, nigga?
Like, that's how that works. It's that, not physics. I don't know. It's the thing that Sheldon studied on the Big Bang Theory. I forgot what that's called.
So, how do we know that the opposite of Berenstain is Berenstain and like, not Beres, Bear, Bear? I don't even know, nigga. Like,
bro, like, it's not necessarily like opposite.
Ain and ain,
bro, because like, that's just the universe we crashed into. We could have crashed into the Brian Bears, but like, nah.
So we just
happened to end up in Berenstain.
So did extra people pop up on Earth?
I don't know. Maybe we. I don't know.
I feel everything emerged more than just the Berenstain Bears.
But the thing is, like, the way the theory is broken down, and whenever you like really study sciences, essentially, there's an infinite number of universes where only one, like, where only one event will differ in between what's different within them, right? So
okay, that makes sense.
So we just happen to collide with one universe, but that universe, the only difference was the Berenstain Bears. Well, we could have crashed into another universe where maybe the Patriots' colors were black and yellow. Like,
whoa, that's crazy. That would be insane.
But yeah, stuff like that. And so this actually ties in. So there's actually another theory of why this happened, right? It's called the Mandela Effect. And the Mandela Effect is not no real conspiracy theory or anything like that. This is a scientific thing. This is an actual scientific principle at this point. Do you know what it is?
I know about the Mandela Effect, yeah.
So, for everyone who doesn't know about the Mandela Effect, it's essentially the idea that... Well, not the idea, but the theory that there are certain events that happen within the world that we remember as one way, even though... the facts don't show that, and it's like big events that the whole world should know about, but the whole world remembers it differently from the truth. And the reason this actually got the Mandela Effect the Mandela Effect name is because of Nelson Mandela. You already know, like, president of South Africa, apartheid, forced into jail, all that good stuff. And like back in the 90s, everyone thought he died in prison instead of making it out and becoming president. So for years, no one really knew Nelson Mandela was alive until he happened to get out of jail for real. And people were like, what's he doing here? And yeah, that's how I got the name. That was like the first big event, but there's apparently been like a couple other occurrences. I was busy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I ain't look up none of the other occurrences, but apparently it happened.
I think there's another one. Shit.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I'm not really. There's some other ones, bro. Like, hold up. There's another one.
You want to look it up real quick?
Yeah, bro. That was some crazy shit. But y'all, there are some ones that was really crazy.
But you got to keep an open tab all the time. You never know, you got to look something up.
Oh yeah.
All right, what's another one?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh wait, go back.
Oscar Mayer and Oscar Mayer. That was
yes,
the one.
Yes, bro. So the hot dog brand.
Oscar Mayer, bro.
But
I think it was Oscar Mayer, bro.
Like, I remember Oscar Mayer from, like, my entire childhood, but I used to be a hot dog eating fool. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I know for a fact it is definitely Oscar Mayer, but folks, for some reason now, are saying that ain't it.
Oh, and I can't get with it. Does Monopoly have an eyepiece or does he not?
He doesn't.
Does Curious George have a tail or does he not?
I don't know. I ain't gonna... Wait, he does. Curious George does have a tail because I'm like...
Nah, Curious George don't got a tail, bro.
Bro, he don't?
Nah, bro.
But I could have swore that little dick got a tail.
Nah, bro.
But, man, that's wild. But, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't care if it says Oscar Mayer. Bro, that man's name is Oscar Mayer. And I'll die behind that, bro. On G.
Yeah, nah, bro. I think it's Oscar Mayer, bro.
I'm gonna have to get you on that one, but you know Oscar Mayer is actually or Oscar Mayer, whatever the man name is. He was actually a real person.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
he was a rich dude from Germany.
Looney Tunes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh wait, bro. Trippy. I don't even trippy. Know. Now that I'm looking, I don't trippy. Even know which one it is. Okay, so the one, trippy. So the one he just pulled up, it said trippy. Looney Tunes is spelled with, or it's either spelled with two O's in Tunes. Or UNES in Tunes, right? And now that I'm looking at it, both of them look
bro,
like I
Looney Tunes is supposed to be double O, bro.
But I really thought it was supposed to be UNES.
No, bro. That shit was double O.
But I really don't remember. Like, Looney Tunes? I really got looked at. I really cannot remember now. Like,
hell no, wild. That shit didn't say T-U-N-E-S.
Okay, no, see, I'm right. But I'm like, I was looking up Looney Tunes not too long ago for a conspiracy theory. And yeah, that for sure is UNES.
That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah, no, you ain't gonna catch me on that one.
I definitely remember 00.
Bro, no. But back to what I was saying, though, Oscar Mayer, a rich and powerful dude. And you wanna know rich and powerful dudes be chilling, hanging out at, bro? Well, that's the next topic. But before that topic, okay, you know what time it is?
What time it is, man?
It's time to pay some bills. All right, so the next topic is the Bohemian Grove. And so apparently, like, more people know about this than I thought. Don't know why. But it's this, like, getaway retreat place that a whole bunch of, like, rich and powerful men, like folks who be running the earth on some shit, like, politicians, like CEOs, like, just big name actors who, like, be having hell influence, all that. They meet up in the woods in July for, like, 2 weeks every single year in North Cali. And they be on some satanic shit, bro. They be out here coding. Like, that shit wild.
Yeah, bro. So, that shit really crazy, bro. Like, y'all gotta understand, all these rich white niggas, they know each other, nigga.
True, bro.
They know each other,
really,
bro.
They plotting, bro. But that's why they call them the good old boys.
Y'all see Jeff Bezos finna be a trillionaire, bro.
Really? You think he did that with no connections?
That nigga is trying to take over the world, bro.
Really, bro.
He's at Bohemian Grove.
Jeff Bezos is really Dr. Eggman.
Yeah, that nigga is finna take over the world, bro. This nigga owns damn near everything.
That nigga's gonna build Sonic and become Dr. Eggman. That's why he wanna be a trillionaire. He need the money to make a little fake creature.
That shit is crazy, son. That nigga Jeff Bezos is rich as hell.
He is. Like, but I was thinking about that. I was talking to somebody about it. I don't think I could ever let myself get that rich.
It's not about letting yourself get that rich.
Like, I would have to donate my money. But, like, let me say, my thing is, I would donate so much of my money, I couldn't get that rich, bro. Like, there's no reason to be a billionaire.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what can you not do with $900 million that you could do with a billion?
I mean, you could do a lot more.
Nigga, $100 million
nigga Pablo Escobar was a billionaire, bro. Yeah, that nigga was damn near a trillionaire too.
And, but let me say, you cannot spend all that money. That's the thing.
He didn't, but he kept all his money.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's no reason to keep it.
He gave it back too.
Huh? Yeah, but I'm saying he gave it back to, like, a little bit. But I'm saying, like, you should be able to give away a lot of money if you got that much money, bro.
Like, Bill Gates.
I respect dude because let me say he ain't give away a crazy amount, but he literally gave away half of his worth.
Bill Gates started coronavirus. Bill Gates started coronavirus.
Bro, Kevin got his own conspiracies. I ain't gonna lie
to
you.
Bill Gates started coronavirus. If you say so. He had Bohemian Grove, bro.
Oh no, Bill Gates for sure Bohemian Grove. But you are. Let's get back on topic. So Bohemian Grove. So it's all these rich folks. And they be on some, like, world domination shit while they there. So, let me say, like, so a couple people got in. They've written stories about the Bohemian Grove, like, kind of exposing it. And apparently one of the main rules while you're there for the 2 weeks is you cannot speak on, like, formal business matters or anything like that. That's what they say the rule is, right? Because you can actually, like, get on the wait list and all that for the Bohemian Grove. Like, you, like, it's low-key accessible if they want you. So, I was gonna say, so they, like, you can, like, not have any formal business or anything like that, but at the same time, the Manhattan Project was created at the Bohemian Grove.
Whoa, what's the Manhattan Project?
That is the like, place and gathering of the people who created the atomic bomb.
Oh shit.
Yes, bro. The meeting that literally ended World War II happened at the Bohemian Grove in the 40s.
Oh,
and I'm like, y'all trying to say, oh, we just come here to get away from normal civilian life and just be around rich people doing rich shit for 2 weeks around all white niggas. And bro, but y'all literally out here deciding the fate of the world. Like, man, like, that's cap. I'm like, I know y'all out here doing way more than what you letting on.
Yeah, that shit crazy as fuck, bro.
It really is. And, like, I'm just like, I don't know why, like, celebrities really be thinking we dumb and shit. Like,
because,
well, like, we know y'all be on BS.
Nah, niggas is dumb, bro. Niggas don't be thinking that's real.
I guess so.
Niggas don't be believing that shit real.
Alright, so niggas might not believe it, but somebody made a documentary about it. So in 2000, this filmmaker from Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, that crazy ass white nigga.
Yes, bro. So he got into the Bohemian Grove and he recorded the ceremony that they have. And it's called the Cremation of the Care. So in the ceremony, everybody in there wearing cloaks and wearing like masks and shit, like a costume. And they literally stand around this like coffin and just watch it burn. And they call the coffin Care, and they watch it burn every single year. And then there's a 40-foot tall owl statue just sitting there overlooking them the whole time. And
it's
like, but that's not like a fucking cult. Like,
that shit fucking crazy as hell.
Like, niggas act like this is okay.
What the fuck are they burning a coffin for?
Exactly, but like, if that is not cult shit, I don't know what
that's
is.
That's crazy as fuck.
And then that's an event that they do every, like, niggas be hyped for, like, hyped for that shit. Come in, so the cremation of the care, cremation, all that shit, bro. Like, I was crip walking, y'all couldn't see. But like, like, niggas really, like, go there for that. I'm like, but it's a cult. It's a cult. Like, that's Scientology times 10.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell, bro. These niggas be burning a coffin, bro, in a circle.
I'm not gonna lie. I think Bohemian Grove. Bro, the Bohemian Grove is really just another word for the Illuminati. Boom.
I heard that too, but I believe.
I mean, this is my thoughts. Like, this
the
is
Illuminati,
me.
I feel like the Illuminati is like mainly in Britain, bro. Like, that's
but
what,
it's,
like
but it's
the
people
Queen
from
of England.
But it's people from all over the world. What I'm saying, like, just say, so the Illuminati is men and women, right? What if the Bohemian Grove is just the men of the Illuminati? And this, they like little two-way getaway. No, Bohemian Grove is only men.
Ugh.
It's only white men.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, that's definitely a cult, bro.
Exactly. It's literally the Illuminati, and it's they 2 week
that's
men.
Like
it's a 2 week men's retreat.
It's like the KKK.
Pretty much. Somebody. In that meeting is in the KKK. No, matter of fact, I bet you
David Duke, I bet you
he be going to Bohemian Grove.
David Duke is definitely at the Bohemian Grove.
For sure. Trump Daddy probably at Bohemian Grove.
Trump Daddy was at Bohemian Grove.
Trump, huh? Yes, he was.
Of that nigga at Bohemian
Grove. Oh, yes. And my nigga, Trump Daddy, Grand
Trump Daddy
Wizard for the KKK.
Rich. Yeah, Trump Daddy was rich, bro.
He was, but I'm saying, this nigga was the Grand Wizard for the KKK.
Exactly.
I'm like, yes, like,
that's
bro.
That's crazy as hell, bro. And
that makes sense.
President.
Exactly.
Niggas are stupid, bro. That nigga president, bro.
True. That shit really wild. So, now, there's also other conspiracies that say that the Bohemian Grove had ritual killings and all-male orgies going on there. What you think?
Oh!
What you think about that?
That's fucking crazy, nigga.
They was out here killing these rich white men, or probably not killing the rich white men, but having like probably bringing people in and killing them, and like on some purge shit. Like, if y'all seen the purge, you know, like, have you seen it?
Yeah,
like all of them.
Yeah.
So
I seen
like
the, yeah, the black ones too.
Yeah. So like where they like the rich white people pretty much like pay or kidnap these people, and essentially hunt them down and track and kill them. That's the Bohemian Grove, bro.
Yeah.
They really out here exposing them, bro. That was the Bohemian Grove. They just let their wives in on that killing.
Okay. And I'm about to speak on that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really got to pay attention to what these people are putting out in the media and all these
movies.
Oh,
God. Like, bro, these movies, it really be predictive.
These
movies and TV shows, bro. But The Simpsons.
Exactly.
The Simpsons predict more shit than anything, bro. Like, I really think the writers just got a team of psychics somewhere figuring it out.
They're connected to the government or something, bro.
Yeah.
Or they're connected to the Illuminati, because that shit is crazy.
I'm saying, like, there's no way they should be able to know all that. Either that or they got a time machine.
Definitely, bro. That shit is crazy. Them niggas are connected to the Illuminati, bro.
For sure. Like, Bohemian Grove is the men of the Illuminati. They're a 2 week getaway. And that whenever you get there, you got coffin burning, ritual murder,
and niggas fucking.
Like, it's 2 weeks.
Wait, hold on. They murdering niggas.
Yes, I told you. They hunt. They were like, they have ritual killings that happen. Whenever I was comparing it to the purge shit.
Killing? But who are they killing?
I don't know. But apparently one of the documentary people, like one dude, he got in there in the 90s, in like 96 or something. And he said they had a ritual killing that happened there.
And they just hunted down a random person.
I suppose so. I ain't watched the footage. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's crazy as fuck.
Yeah. Like, he said he documented the whole 2 weeks and had a ritual killing at one point.
Damn.
But, yeah. Like, it's really wild. They got a whole lot of shit going on. And I ain't with it.
That shit crazy as fuck, bro. Well, I mean, that has to be Illuminati because ain't nobody gonna stop that shit.
Exactly. Like, all this shit happening and nobody's, like, getting, like, rid of anything that's really going on, it gotta be Illuminati. Only they got that much power.
That's crazy. Yeah, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. That nigga Bill Gates started coronavirus.
I'm gonna let you have a ride for that one.
Yeah, bro. But you gotta understand that, bro. Do you not understand what this... Bro, you can go to this nigga website right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga has a website to put some type of biological fucking thing in everybody to test if they got coronavirus, but it's gonna stay inside your body.
I heard about that.
That shit crazy as fuck, nigga. It's called like some type of DNA ID or some shit.
I have heard about that though.
That shit crazy as fuck, nigga.
But what's it gonna say? That shit really is wild. I ain't gonna lie. I really think the government is finna try to take control of our bodies and like find some way to actually get inside of our bodies in the next couple years.
That's what Bill Gates is trying to do.
But that's gonna be the day I go off the land. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That'll be the end of the Creepy Tales podcast. I'm gone. You finna catch me in Panama or some shit. I ain't getting it, bro. Gotta go somewhere with no extradition. Alright, so for the last topic, it's a hella crazy one. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. We ended off with another serial killer this week. This week, we got Joe the Cannibal Metheny. Meth, like the drug, like he was addicted to. Let's get right into it, bro. So, if you don't know I just accidentally showed him the picture right now. we gonna get into that, bro. So, Joe Metheny was a morbidly obese serial killer and rapist in Maryland, like back in like the like 80s or 90s, something like that. Yeah, 80s or 90s, sometime around then. Yeah, 1996 is when he got caught. So, yeah, throughout the 90s. So, the crazy thing about him is the fact, well, you like, it says in his name, he's Joe the Cannibal Metheny. He was out here eating his victims, bro. But for the most part, he only killed prostitutes and homeless women.
What does that mean? What do you mean? He's still eating people.
And his justification for why he did all this was because his wife ran away with his son.
Bro, what the... Man, get the fuck...
And he said he would be so mad behind it while he was out there looking for his wife. He would just lose his mind and go into these violent rages.
Man, get the fuck...
And kill and eat these prostitutes.
Man, get the fuck... That nigga been wanting to eat people, bro.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. That's crazy as hell.
But it's more. It's more.
That's fucking...
So, I actually got, like, his, like, pretty much whole, time of what he did. So, I'm gonna just go right into some of the stories. So, the first thing, like, the first murders that he really did was... it's, like, right after his wife and his son had pretty much went and left, right? And, oh, by the way, I feel like this is important to the story, even though it's really not. His wife was also a, like, drug addict. She was on crack and meth, just like Joe.
That's crazy.
And, yeah. So, everybody in the story is crackheads, pretty much.
Niggas really be on crack.
So, he was out here looking for his wife. He was, like, looking in, like, all the bars in the area. And then he knew she used to go and smoke crack underneath this one bridge back in the day. So he went to go check underneath the bridge, and he saw these two dudes who he thought that it was these two, not to mention, both of these men who he approached are homeless. He approached these two homeless people and was like, hey, yo, ain't y'all used to smoke crack with my wife back in the day?
What?
And like, they were like...
This nigga asked these niggas that shit?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, yeah. Because like, he recognized them. He said, yeah, he said, y'all the dudes my wife used to smoke crack with. And they're like, yeah, he's like, have you seen her? Because... She ran off. And I imagine he was, like, using a whole lot more profanity than I am. He seems like a very angry person. I can see him being like, oh, yeah, she ran off.
Yeah, that
looks
disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, So, while we're talking about this real quick, before I get into all the murder, I know y'all can't see it. Look up this man, Joe Metheny. This man was 500 pounds. And I don't know how tall he was, but dude was 500. Either way, it doesn't matter how tall you are. 500 pounds is big as fuck. This nigga weighs 500 pounds and was out here doing all this disgusting shit to these people.
Bro, and who would...
Now, I'm just close that for a second. Fuck. Now, back to the story. God, yeah, so yeah, somebody actually fucked
that's
him.
That's just disgusting.
Somebody actually fucked him.
That's just disgusting.
But, So, after this homeless man pretty much said, nah, bro, we ain't seen your wife, Joe comes back with an axe and murdered both of these niggas.
This nigga got an axe.
Yes, nigga got an axe.
That's crazy.
And then he had seen this fisherman who was kind of nearby. He's like, I don't know whether he saw me or not. So, he went over there and killed him with the axe, too. Just to make sure he didn't have any witnesses.
This nigga's fucking retarded.
And then, like, so this is before he became a cannibal, right? He didn't start eating people yet. So,
but he killing niggas with an axe.
Yes. So he wasn't eating people yet. But he just threw their bodies into the river. And shortly after, they found the bodies of the two homeless men, right? And they actually put him on trial for it. Like, he actually got tried. He sat in jail for a year and a half. And whenever he actually went to trial...
A year and a half for killing three niggas?
No, this is why he was awaiting trial.
Oh, sure.
Went to jail for a year and a half while he was waiting trial. Then he got to trial. He got off.
Oh, that's crazy.
They only caught him for two. They only caught him for two of them.
Oh, shit. What he do with the third nigga?
They never caught him for that. He threw him in the same river. That body just never came up.
Oh, damn.
He
should have weighed that bitch down.
But yeah. So, he got caught the first two. But then, as soon as he got out, that nigga ain't learned his lesson from his year and a half in the pen. This nigga went right back out trying to find for his... And he went right back out trying to find his wife. And... So, that's wherever all the stuff really started happening. So, he said these were crimes of passion, but essentially he would go on, like, while he was out looking for his wife, he would end up going on these long, like, but he would go off and he would, like get prostitutes to come with him, and then he would kill them whenever they came with them. He would rape them and kill them. Every single time.
That's disgusting. I don't even know.
It was like prostitutes and homeless women. And he would just do that. And so... So, since he had already got caught for the first murders that he did, right? He said, cool, I'm going to get smarter. So, he would bring their bodies home, and he would, like, cut off all the meatiest parts. So, like, parts of the body with the most meat on it, I heard eating ass and thighs, right? All that. He would take those, and he would grind them up and pack them up to use later. And then the parts he couldn't use, like, the guts and all that, he went to this truck lot. That, like, at the company that he worked for, and he would bury the bodies at the truck lot.
What the fuck?
So, this is where it gets even more disgusting. So,
what the
he would go later on and mix these cuts of the prostitutes with beef and pork. He had a street side barbecue stand
where
he sold his special meat burgers.
No!
Or he marketed them as like just barbecue sandwiches, but like,
no.
Yeah, he was out here selling the human women to people to eat.
No, son.
And hella people was like rocking with his burgers.
No, brother.
And
no, brother. And please tell me.
And whenever he got caught, he said the human body tastes a lot like pork.
Bro, please.
And that's why it was so easy to cover up, because it tastes just like the pork that's inside the pork and beef burgers.
Brother, this nigga was making human burgers.
Yes, and feeding them to people.
Niggas was munching on human bacon burgers.
Yes, and him. And he was eating them too.
Damn, that's just fucking terrible.
Yes,
bro.
That's what was going on.
What the?
And. nigga, I don't know. We don't know what we just saw. I got my glasses on. I don't know. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna
so
be okay
right now.
We're okay. We're just a little paranoid sitting out here.
Yeah, this is
we're crazy, in the elements.
It's getting crazy.
But he kept on doing this, and apparently he ended up killing 10 prostitutes in total. And yeah, that's Joe Metheny. He eventually got caught because one of the prostitutes got away.
Oh, shit. That's the only reason he got caught?
Yeah, one of them got away, and...
Somebody still bought them burgers.
Oh, yeah, no. Hella people bought them burgers. He was selling them for, like, 6 years before he got caught.
God damn.
Yes.
6 years?
Yes, he was selling them for 6 years before he got caught. Niggas was eating
humans for 6 years?
Yes, bro. Eating those prostitute barbecue sandwiches.
God damn.
And...
That's fucking terrible.
That's horrible. I'm not gonna lie to you. And he was in Baltimore. Yeah, I don't know if I feel like that was worth mentioning. So...
Yeah, if you're from Baltimore, your parents was probably munching on human burgers.
Bro. Probably so. Like, if they ate at roadside barbecue sandwiches stands...
That they ate human flesh, say, bro.
If you eat at a roadside barbecue stand anyway, you kind of deserve what you get. But... Yeah, nah, that was...
because some of them joints be good as fuck.
Those be, like, actual restaurants, though. Like, no,
but some of them joints like, be good.
Man, I don't know. Like, no, he was like... He used to have, like, a table... On the side of the street.
You stupid.
He had a table on the side of the street with a sign.
I'm thinking my man's my man's got a truck or something.
No. Like, nigga, table, sign, Joe sandwiches.
Yeah, then you deserve what you get.
Exactly.
Nigga could have put rats up in that bitch and you eating rat meat.
Yes. So it could really be anything. But after this happened, he got caught in jail. Then as soon as he like got to jail, he submitted to everything. Like, he told them everything that he did for the, like, entire time he's out here killing people. Then that's how they found out about the fisherman he killed. Because he admitted to that, too. He already got off for the crimes associated with that and never got caught for that one. But, so he actually was given the death penalty originally, right, too.
Yeah, that's pretty deservable.
But they overturned it in 2000, and he ended up with just 2 life sentences.
What a lucky bastard.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. And then he died in his like cell like 2 years later. But yeah, like
they should have been killed that nigga.
True. Like somebody in the pen should have already got him. Like that's my thing. I'm like, it's like my thing, people are like niggas be beefing and all that, but bro, people like Joe Metheny be surviving in prison for 15, 20 years. How that makes sense? George Zimmerman still out here walking around in Florida.
Yeah, somebody should definitely murk that nigga already.
I'm like, Dylan Roof, the kid who shot up the black church, he's still out here. He's out here moving easy. I'm like, bro.
Somebody should definitely
like,
murk these
I'm like, y'all niggas like, y'all niggas out here killing everybody else and their mama, but all these niggas still walking around?
Y'all should
R.I.P. Young Pappy, bro. Yeah. I love that nigga music.
Murk that nigga. Murk them niggas for the culture, bro.
True.
Like, y'all niggas tripping. Somebody will pay you a bag, I bet you.
Yeah, somebody will do it, bro.
Somebody
like,
gonna
no
pay
cap.
You some bands, bro. Stop being pussy.
Like, somebody do not care about catching a conspiracy charge.
Shit, I might do that shit. I'm saying I'll record it.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But that's it. This the last. Well, no, not the last. This the end of the Crypto Tales podcast for this week. I was going to thank my guest, Kevin, for coming on the show.
Man, thank you for putting me on this live-ass show, man. We talked about some crazy shit.
Yeah, it's good times, bro. You want to shout out your accounts or anything? Anybody want to shout out?
Follow me at kdaniels_7 on Twitter. And then _KevinDaniels_ on Instagram. Hit me up, bro.
I feel that. So
if you need a website built, I do that, bro. Hit me up.
For a shit show. And also, go ahead and listen to my friend Omar Cowers' podcast, OC2 and Crew. I'm actually featured on the second episode of that podcast, too. So for sure, go and listen to that. And thank y'all for listening in this week. Catch me every single Monday. I'll be back with y'all.